This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Home sales in Metro Denver rose in June. Buyers are returning after being shut out of in-person showings because of the pandemic. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of closed real estate deals surged more than 50% last month compared to May. That's according to the latest reading from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. More buyers are coming out now that stay-at-home orders are lifted, the report says. Home prices are up slightly. The association says the lack of available inventory for sale is keeping prices stable. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A statue of frontiersman Kit Carson has been vandalized in Trinidad. KRCC's Tracy Wall reports from Trinidad.
Someone spray painted the word murderer across the front and back of the statue's base. Trinidad Mayor Phil Rico.
It's very counterproductive to what we're trying to do, to make our community some place where people want to come and live, recreate.
The statue of Carson was first installed in 1913 to honor his role in westward expansion. But as historical statues from all over the country have come under attack, representatives of the American Indian Movement have called Kit Carson a, quote, Indian murderer. Mayor Rico says understanding the full scope of history in places like Trinidad is important. He also said that the city will prosecute if the vandals are caught. For KRCC News, I'm Tracy Wall in Trinidad.
This year's Colorado State Fair will not include a parade because of the pandemic. The Pueblo Chamber of Commerce says this is the first time it's been canceled. The fair itself will go on with some restrictions in place. The state fair starts in late August. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.